Welcome to the Catholic Good News. Today we will talk about the parable of the gold coins. You can find the whole story in Luke chapter 19, verses 11 to 28. So there was a high official man who was about to go for a trip. So he called his 10 slaves and gave each one of them one gold coin. Then he became a king and returned. He summoned his slaves, but only 3 came back. The first one came forward and said, "The one gold coin has made 10 more gold coins." "Well done, good slave," he said. "Since you are trustworthy in small matters, you will be in charge in 10 cities." Then the second came forward and said, "The one gold coin has made 5 more gold coins." Then the king said, "You will be in charge of 5 cities." Then the last one came forward and said, "Here is your gold coin. I wrap it in a handkerchief because I was afraid of you. I know that you are a hard man, a harsh man, and you take what you did not deposit, and you reap what you did not sow." The king said, "I will judge you using your own words. You knew, didn't you, that I take what I did not deposit, and I reap what I did not sow. Why didn't you put the money in a bank so that when I return, I can collect them with interest?" Then the king said, "Take his money and give it to the one who has 10 pounds. The people said, "He already has 10 pounds. Then the king said, "The more will be given who has have something, and the one who has nothing, even the little thing that he has will be taken away from him." The Gospel of the Lord. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, it's full of moral lessons, and the story applies to every one of us, because each one of us, God gave us gifts. And the question is, how do we use these gifts? What are these gifts? Time, treasure, talents? Do we use it for our own only, or we should share it to others? So the God-given gifts that we receive, we have to take care of them and to use them properly to glorify our God. So there are 3 points that I would like to share with you. The first one is that we should respond to his calling, the opportunity that God gave us. We should take care of them we should be reliable, dependable, and responsible. Amen? Because if we don't use them properly, we're gonna lose them. It's like if you don't practice your voice, if you're good in singing and you do not practice it, and you do not share it with people, then one day the golden voice that you have, it's no longer gold. or if you're very good in dancing, if you don't practice, so your flexibility will become inflexible. So it's like that. You need to use what you are good at, and you know that you see the one who wrapped the gold coin in a handkerchief. It's only one, right? And he lost it. It's gone because he did not use it properly. And the king considered him as a wicked. It is wicked not to use and share your talents to people because it's a gift that has to be shared, because everything that we have is for God, and even our life itself is for God. God gave us life. God gave us this gift, and we should be responsible and we should take care of it properly. So the second point is we need to be accountable. Yes, accountability is a must have. And you see, if you use it properly, your talents, you will get it back much, much more. The blessing of our God is bountiful and beyond your imagination. The return is really, really big and huge. So use it properly and be accountable for it. The third point is that we should not be afraid. There's always a risk if we want to be successful in life. There's always a risk, and we should take a risk. We should not just hide or keep it to ourselves, because you'll never know you're good at if you won't gonna try. Amen. Amen. So I hope that this parable it will help you to get going. And God bless us all. And please subscribe to the channel or to the Facebook. But please, let's have a constant communication and stay connected. God bless us all.